This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati won't be electing a new city council until next year, but with Kevin Flynn announcing he's not running for re-election, many are already thinking about the race now. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what's the status of the next Cincinnati council election?
It's interesting because we have another election between now and then, a little thing called a presidential election.
Just a minor event.
Yeah, but this thing seems to be in full swing. I mean, there are candidates out there lining up, getting ready to run for seats. There's going to be three open seats at the very least. And it's probably going to end up being one of the most competitive city council races in decades.
Just because of so many open seats?
Yeah, just because of so many open seats and the fact that we're now in the second cycle of four-year terms, which is very attractive to some of these political people because it's job security. It used to be you had to run every 2 years. You were spending all your time raising money for the next election cycle. Here you can kind of sit back, maybe spend more time actually doing your job as a council member rather than raising money all the time. And you're there for 4 years rather than 2 years.
Now, why do you think Flynn decided not to run?
Well, I think Kevin Flynn was an interesting guy. He's a real estate attorney by trade, and I never saw him as a professional politician, and he doesn't describe himself as that. He says, I never intended to be a professional politician. He's more interested in the process of government rather than the ins and outs and of political infighting. And I think he feels like he accomplished something in his first term. And he really doesn't like the political aspect of it that much, so he's just not going to run.
So with three open seats, what does that mean for the council race next year?
Well, you've got, obviously Yvette Simpson, who says she's running for mayor against John Cranley. You have Charlie Winburn, the Republican, who is term limited out. That's three right there. I think what it means is you're going to have this absolute stampede of candidates, particularly on the Democratic side, because, frankly, this is a Democratic city, and it would be almost impossible for the Republicans to win a majority on city council. In fact, they're probably going to run like five candidates. They'll only have one incumbent in Amy Murray, and the Democrats will win or will run a full slate of endorsed candidates, of nine candidates, and then it'll be others who don't have endorsements.
When's the filing deadline?
Well, the filing deadline for council is not until next August. I mean, it's a long time away. You can't run for both mayor and city council. The filing deadline for mayor is, I believe, in February sometime, and then there'll be a primary in May if you have more than two candidates file for mayor, and then they'll have a primary in May. The top two vote-getters in the mayoral primary will face each other in the fall.
So this is all happening, the council race, while this mayor's race is going on. Do you think the council race will affect the mayor's race?
Yeah, I think it will, and I think it's going to be one of these things where, council candidates will probably end up having to choose sides in a race, say, if it were a race between John Cranley and Yvette Simpson. People are going to try to force them to take sides. And, you're either in the Cranley camp or you're in the Simpson camp. And that's going to really change the dynamics of this thing.
Well, if the three new council members coming on, what's that mean for John Cranley if he's reelected?
Well, if John Cranley is reelected and you have three new council members, and if they are people who are not inclined to support his agenda, which is, you know, probably highly likely in the, if they're Democrats right now, it's going to be very difficult for him. You know, he might have a veto-proof city council to deal with. It might be very difficult for him to push his agenda forward in a second term. But, I mean, it's all speculation at this point. We just have to wait and see what happens.
If you'd like to learn more about the race, you can read Howard's column at WVXU.org. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.